This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo. This is just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at the hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just a day after he celebrated being what he called exonerated in the special counsel Robert Mueller probe, President Trump lashed out at current and former aides who cooperated with the investigation. He sent a series of angry tweets from Palm Beach, Florida. The reaction was not entirely surprising and had been something staffers feared in the days after the report's release, as they wondered how Mueller might portray their testimony and whether the report might damage their relationships with the president. While Mueller found no criminal evidence that Mr. Trump or his campaign aides colluded in Russia election meddling and did not recommend obstruction charges against the president, the 448-page report released Thursday nonetheless paints a damaging picture of the president. About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. The Interior Ministry said that on Twitter the nearly five-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. The attack on the Communications Ministry began shortly before midnight with an explosion at the entrance of the building. A police chief said the bomber blew himself outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded complex. This is VOA News. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center again near the Congolese city just hours after another attack at the center. Egyptians began 3 days of voting Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in office until the year 2030. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting for VOA from Cairo.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Mourners marked 20 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. AP correspondent Mike Rossier recounts the events of that day.
It was a shocking event. The date was April 20th, 1999. Two disaffected young men, both teenagers and students at the school, opened fire at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They killed 12 fellow students and a teacher and wounded 24 others before taking their own lives. In the aftermath, there were questions of why and how could this happen. 1 month later, President Bill Clinton told Columbine students,
"What happened to you has pierced the soul of America."
I'm Mike Gracia.
Yellow vest protesters set fires on a march through Paris Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to a government they believe is ignoring the poor.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least two journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.